JK Tales presents Heidi, Episode 7, A New Family. Clara says Simon was lying on the couch. The girl's legs were weak and it was too hard for her to walk about on her own. Just now she was in the study. This was the room where the family usually gathered. It was easy to see that this was also where Clara took her lessons. A handsome bookcase with glass doors held everything the young girl would need. At the moment, though, she was simply wishing for something to do. Just then she heard visitors at the door. Her little face was thin and pale. Her soft blue eyes went from the clock to the woman in the room.
"Is it them, Ms. Rottenmeier?"
Clara asked softly. She listened for voices in the front hallway. The lady she was speaking to sat quite still at a small work table. The housekeeper had been in charge of the girl's care since her mother had died many years before. She was the one that they had spoken to about Heidi. Clara was about to ask her question again when Dete and Heidi arrived at the door of the study. Miss Rottenmeier looked at Heidi for some minutes.
"What is your name?"
she asked.
"Heidi,"
the youngster said softly. Dete quickly stepped up to change her answer.
"Her baptized name is Adelheid, after her mother who is now dead."
Miss Rottenmeier took a step closer.
"I must tell you, Dete, that I am surprised to see a child so young. I told you that I wanted a girl Clara's age. Clara is 12. How old is Adelheid?"
"I have lost count,"
Dete answered, trying to hide the truth.
"I can't say for sure, but I think she is 10 or just about that."
"Grandfather told me I was 8.
Heidi chimed in. Dete gave her a poke in the back with her finger.
"What?"
Miss Rottenmeier screamed.
"Only 8? 4 years younger. What good will she be? We wanted someone to share school lessons and read books with Clara. What have you even read, child?"
"Nothing."
"What?"
"I never learned to read."
"Mercy,"
the older woman cried.
"You don't know how to read. Dete, how could you bring me a child like this? You didn't tell me what she was like."
"Please,"
Dete answered warmly.
"She is a sweet girl, just the kind of companion Clara should have. I must go now, but you will see how wonderfully they get along."
With a bow, Dete left the room and ran downstairs. Miss Rottenmeier stood for a moment not knowing what to do. Then she ran down the steps after the woman. She had too many questions about the child to just let her leave like that. Heidi stayed by the door. Clara motioned her over and the two began to talk.
"Have you always had that short curly hair?"
Clara asked.
"Yes, I think so,"
said Heidi.
"Are you happy about coming here?"
"No, but I am going home tomorrow. I am taking grandmother a gift. I think I will take her a loaf of white bread. Dete says that would be a nice surprise for her."
"You are a funny child,"
laughed Clara.
"You were sent here to live with me and share my lessons, and now I find out you don't even read. We shall have fun with this. My tutor is nice. He will like teaching you as well."
Heidi shook her head and began to say something, but Ms. Rottenmeier came back into the room. She had not been able to catch up to Dete, and the look on her face let Heidi and Clara know she was still angry about it.
"It is time for dinner,"
announced Ms. Rottenmeier. Sebastian, the butler, took the girls to the table. While they ate, Tinette, the maid, freshened up the guest room for Heidi. Ms. Rottenmeier arrived at the table just in time to hear Heidi having a very simple conversation with Sebastian.
"Adelheid, I must make you understand that you are not to speak to any of the helpers unless you have an order for them."
She took the girl's chin and turned it harshly toward her.
"Never let me hear you talk to Sebastian in that way again."
As Ms. Rottenmeier went on with a list of rules that Heidi was to follow in the house, the young girl's eyes slowly closed. She had been up since 5 o'clock in the morning and had had a long trip through the day. She leaned back in her chair and fell fast asleep. When Miss Rottenmeier finally came to the end of her speech, she said,
"Now remember what I have said, Adelheid. Do you understand everything?"
"Heidi has been asleep for a long time,"
said Clara with a huge smile on her face. She couldn't remember when she had had so much fun at dinner time. The end. Will continue. Episodes are released every Tuesday and Friday. Stay tuned to JK Tales. Thank you. You can find us at jkstories.enjoy@gmail.com.